Neutral pauses NUSD redemptions over undisclosed reserve issue. Neutral has paused redemptions of its NUSD stablecoin, citing an undisclosed problem with the reserves that back the token, according to reporting from Cointelegraph on August 14, 2026. The pause stops holders from converting NUSD back to its underlying assets while the issue is investigated. The detail that stands out, a risk assessor had already put a warning on this. BA Labs, which reviews collateral and integration risk for on-chain protocols, previously classified a proposed NUSD integration as higher risk specifically because of counterparty exposure. The redemption freeze is the scenario that kind of rating is meant to price in. The exit door is the whole product a stablecoin is a promise that one token equals $1 and that you can act on that promise whenever you want. Redemption is how you act on it. As long as anyone can hand back the token and receive the underlying value, arbitrage keeps the market price pinned near a dollar. Close that door and the peg becomes a number on a screen with nothing forcing it to hold. That is why a redemption pause matters more than a temporary price wobble. When redemptions stop, holders who want out are left selling into secondary markets, where thin liquidity can push the price well below the stated peg. The people most likely to need liquidity fast are usually the ones who take the worst price. Neutral has not published the specifics of the reserve issue as of this writing, which is its own signal. Undisclosed leaves a wide range of possibilities open, from a temporary custody or accounting mismatch to a genuine shortfall in backing. Until the protocol details what broke, holders are pricing uncertainty, not a known problem. A flagged risk that materialized the BA Labs classification is the part worth sitting with. Risk ratings on stablecoin integrations are often treated as box checking. Here, a higher risk label tied to counterparty exposure preceded exactly the kind of event that label describes. Counterparty risk means the token's value depends on a third party doing what it promised, holding the reserves, honoring redemptions, staying solvent. It is the same category of risk that froze user balances in past custodial failures across crypto and traditional finance. A stablecoin that leans on off-chain counterparties inherits their weaknesses, and those weaknesses tend to stay invisible right up until a redemption pause makes them public. For anyone holding a smaller or newer stablecoin, the lesson is not avoid stablecoins. It is to know what actually sits behind the peg and who has to stay solvent for it to hold. A token backed one-to-one by cash and short-term treasuries with public attestations is a different instrument from one relying on a complex reserve strategy and a chain of counterparties, even when both trade at a dollar on a calm day. The read-through for card and payment users. This story is not about crypto cards, but it touches the same plumbing. A growing share of card and payment products settle in stablecoins or let users hold balances in them between spends. MasterCard's $1.8 billion move to acquire stablecoin firm BVNK and the steady expansion of stablecoin checkout rails show how deep this integration now runs. If you keep a spending balance parked in a stablecoin, a redemption freeze is the risk you are quietly carrying. The funds you assumed were dollar equivalent and always available can become stuck or discounted the moment the issuer hits a problem. That does not apply to NUSD specifically for most card users, since it is not a mainstream settlement asset, but the mechanism generalizes. Two practical habits reduce the exposure. Keep working balances in the largest, most transparent stablecoins rather than chasing a slightly higher yield on a thinner one. And treat any product paying an unusually high return on a stable balance as a yield product with counterparty risk, not as cash. The extra yield is compensation for exactly the risk NUSD holders are now living through. For users who want to sidestep issuer risk on the balance itself, spend from your own wallet with a non-custodial card keeps assets under your keys until the moment of purchase, rather than resting in a third party's reserve pool. It does not eliminate stablecoin DPEG risk, but it removes one layer of counterparty dependence. The near-term questions are narrow. Does Neutral disclose the nature of the reserve issue? And on what timeline? Does NUSD hold its peg on secondary markets while redemptions stay closed? Or does it drift as forced sellers exit? and do the venues and protocols that had integrated NUSD unwind that exposure, which is often where a single reserve problem spreads into wider contagion. A redemption pause can end two ways. The reserve issue turns out to be operational and fixable, redemptions reopen, and confidence slowly returns. Or the pause reveals a real shortfall, and the freeze becomes permanent for some share of holders. Neutral's own disclosures over the coming days will decide which.